This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv on Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israel to engage with the region on post-war plans, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Blinken says every partner he has met on this trip say they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security.
But they underscored that this can only come through a regional approach that includes a pathway to a Palestinian state.
The U.S. and Israel are united against Hamas, but are sharply divided on the future of Gaza.
Israel must stop taking steps that undercut Palestinians' ability to govern themselves effectively.
Israel has vowed to keep going until it destroys Hamas. A military spokesman says the fighting will continue throughout 2024. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Thousands of people took part Tuesday in the funeral for a Hezbollah commander who was killed in a drone strike a day earlier. He's the most senior Hezbollah militant killed since Hamas's October 7th attack into southern Israel triggered all-out war in Gaza and lower intensity fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, which has escalated since an Israeli strike killed a senior Hamas leader last week in Beirut. Police entered Poland's presidential palace to detain two of their former bosses on Tuesday, executing a court order to take the ex-interior minister and his deputy to prison and escalating a dispute between the head of state and new government. Prime Minister Donald Tusk had earlier accused President Andrzej Duda of obstructing justice after the two lawmakers appeared at the palace, prompting police to search for them in cars leaving the building. This is VOA News. Masked men broke onto the set of a public television channel in Ecuador, waving guns and explosives during a live broadcast Tuesday, and the president issued a decree declaring the South American country had entered an internal armed conflict. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
The men armed with pistols and what looked like sticks of dynamite entered the set of the TC television network in the port city of Guayaquil and shouted that they had bombs. Noises similar to gunshots could be heard in the background. It was not immediately clear if any station personnel were injured. Ecuador has been rocked by a series of attacks, including the abductions of several police officers in the wake of a powerful gang leader's escape from prison on Sunday. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says officials at the Arctic prison colony where he's serving a 19-year term have isolated him in a tiny punishment cell over a minor infraction. Navalny said in a social media statement relayed from behind bars, officials accused him of refusing to, quote, introduce himself in line with protocol. Navalny has been behind bars since January 2021 when he returned to Russia after recuperating in Germany from nerve agent poisoning he blamed on the Kremlin. Nigeria destroyed 2.5 metric tons of seized tusks on Tuesday as it pushes to protect its dwindling elephant population from rampant wildlife traffickers. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The tusks, valued at nearly 10 billion naira, or over 11 million US dollars, were crushed in the capital Abuja.
They are most beautiful on the elephants, and we should leave them on the elephant.
Marco Fua, West Africa representative for the Wild Africa Fund. Over the past three decades, Nigeria's elephant population has plummeted from an estimated 1,500 to less than 400. Nigeria is considered a hub for gangs sending illegal African wildlife parts to Asia, according to law enforcement and experts. But counter-smuggling efforts have been stepped up in recent years.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Congo's Constitutional Court has upheld the results of last month's election that declared President Felix Tshisekedi the winner, rejecting a petition to annul the vote. The court called a petition by opposition candidate to redo the vote unfounded. The petition candidate finished with less than 1% of the vote when he was the only candidate to file an appeal. Tshisekedi will be sworn in at the end of January. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.